God's Dream for You Before You Were Born, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Expectant parents often have high hopes and dreams for their babies. Some dream of their daughter or son becoming the president of the USA, a New York Times best-selling author, or an Olympic athlete. Mary, the mother of Jesus, didn't have to guess God's plan for her son. Before Jesus was conceived, she was told his heavenly Father's purpose in him being born. Jesus was coming to save people from their sins. Although the angel Gabriel told Mary God's plan for Jesus' life, she could only imagine how it would be accomplished in his life. Hearing the plans, she must have had hopes and dreams and how it would be fulfilled. Most likely her thoughts did not envision him being crucified on a cross. Like Jesus, God was overseeing your life before you were born. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. As Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 explains, God has hopes and dreams for you too. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. If you believe you alone are in control of your life, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 gives another perspective. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. As well, scriptures explain in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Or in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Or maybe you feel like you've been stumbling through life and are missing out on what God has planned for you. If so, Psalm chapter 37, verse 24 assures that although you may stumble, you will not fall, for the Lord upholds you with his hand. If you've made choices or had things happen to you that have caused you to feel hopeless, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 assures you that it's not too late for his purpose for your life to be fulfilled. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. As Psalm chapter 37, verse 4 encourages, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Choose to delight in God, because the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.